This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to supporting growth of MSMEs. Senate passes changes to Income Tax Act and entertainment zones in downtown Kingston approved. The news in detail after the break.
Hey girl, you coming to the party tonight?
I don't think so, no. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says government will continue to put supportive mechanisms in place to facilitate the growth and development of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector. Addressing the 40th anniversary banquet of the Small Business Association of Jamaica recently, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said government has increased its loan support to the sector following a $1.3 billion disbursement by the Development Bank of Jamaica last year. In addition to the increased loan support, the Prime Minister says government has embarked on initiatives to help small businesses build capacity. This includes increasing access to science and technology support through the Scientific Research Council and the Mobile Business Clinic Initiative of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. The Senate has passed amendments to the Income Tax Act in an attempt to target tax evaders. The changes also seek to incorporate a new transfer pricing system. Transfer pricing is used by multinational companies for sales and services within their corporate groups and by individuals in transactions with corporations under their control. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says without controls in place, the system can be used as a mechanism for tax avoidance.
Unless prevented from doing so, related parties engage in cross-border transactions can avoid income tax of a country by manipulating transfer prices. And this results in the distortion of the allocation of profits between related party entities, as well as their tax liabilities.
Minister Golding says government and private sector have agreed that a transfer pricing regime is urgently needed. Under the new system, all taxpayers will be asked to provide on their returns in March 2016 a list of their related party transactions. Regulations will stipulate that only taxpayers with an annual gross revenue turnover of $500 million will be asked to provide documentation on request of the Commissioner General. Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford is reporting that 6 of the 7 venues tested for designation as entertainment zones in downtown Kingston have been approved. Mr. Crawford says one venue in the vicinity of Ocean Towers would cause undue discomfort to persons in the area if used for unlimited entertainment activities and was therefore eliminated. Promoters may, however, utilize the location in accordance with the regulations under the Noise Abatement Act.
All the other venues were perceived based on our tests to be within limited or no nuisance. And so downtown Kingston is well on its way in becoming a zone.
Mr. Crawford adds that the ministry is in discussions with the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation to encourage promoters and party planners to consider downtown Kingston as a viable venue for events during the festive season. Meanwhile, Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford is urging entertainment practitioners to support the government's efforts to position Jamaica as the premier entertainment destination in the Caribbean. Mr. Crawford says recent efforts, including the Jamrock Summer 90 Days 90 Ways promotion, have not received sufficient support from event planners and other entertainment industry stakeholders. This, he says, hinders efforts to bolster Jamaica's reputation for entertainment on the international scene.
Entertainment practitioners have seemed to be kind of anti-establishment. You should be anti-policies that are negative, not anti-establishment in totality. And so therefore, the support needed from the entertainment practitioners to put the product together for marketing was lacking in the last time that around. And so we're asking that these practitioners come forward when we make the calls for the events to put in the package for the 90 days of summer coming forward.
Mr. Crawford was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment Monday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.